You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back. Otherhood is a book of essays that explore the little talked about experience of being childless, child-free, and child-adjacent in Aotearoa. It is comprised of essays by contributors across Aotearoa about identity, the oppressiveness of heteronormative values, and the experience of otherhood. It's co-edited by authors Lil O'Brien, Ali Benj, and Catherine Van Beek. It began as a conversation on Twitter and was released in book form yesterday, May 9th, a little over 2 years later. I caught up with Ali about the book, the process of putting it all together, and upcoming events surrounding otherhood. Can you begin by telling us how otherhood began?
Yeah, so it all began on Twitter. A writer called Kate Camp published an essay on the spin-off about her IVF journey, and Lil O'Brien really connected with it. I had written about being child-free before, so she tagged me in the post and said, you know, there's a few of these stories around. What an interesting idea it would be to create an anthology around the idea of not having children. And then Catherine pitched in and said, actually, I've got a story too. And I was in Barcelona at the time, so I woke up hours later and commented someone should make this happen. And then we all just sort of realized that someone was us. So I messaged Lil and said, let's do it. And by that time, her and Catherine had been working all day and already had a pitch document ready.
Awesome. Many of the essays in Otherhood tell stories of those who have felt alienated in society because of their identity or choices or situation. In that sense, do you think Otherhood is a book about self-discovery and coming to terms with one's identity and learning to be true to oneself?
Yeah, definitely. I think what it does is make different types of stories and different types of identities visible so that people understand that the identity that's handed to you and the narrative that you live under is not the only one that's available to you. And sometimes we need to see that before we believe that we can also have it. So I know for myself, I never really wanted kids, but always assumed that I would anyway, because it's just what happened. And I think if I had seen stories of people choosing to be child-free, I would have known that I had had that option. So yeah, I think it does do all those things that you say, but yeah, just in terms of showing, I guess, the variety of experiences and choices that are available to you.
Totally. It's all about representation, isn't it? And I think the representation we are given is so limited in that, you know, it's largely heteronormative, and, you know, we're presented with this hegemonic narrative of, you know, what's going to happen, you know, we're going to get married and have kids and that's it. So, you know, one's already rejecting these ideas, or one doesn't fit into this category as soon as they realize, you know, they're queer or can't have children. So how does the book sort of tackle those themes?
Yeah, so we're really lucky to have 30% of the writers are queer. And so that's been a really interesting perspective, because they're coming from those heteronormative values from, I guess, a different angle. Like a queer couple doesn't necessarily get asked all the time when they're going to have kids. And they have different pressures on them about creating a family, and that was really interesting to hear about too. And yeah, just how all of our writers have used this journey to I guess create a different way to have a fulfilling life that doesn't have to be these heteronormative values that are handed to you. You can leave that aside if you want to, and you won't have this hole in your life. You can still have a fulfilling, satisfying existence.
How was it like putting the book all together and, you know, collecting the stories and editing?
It was so much more work than we thought it would be. We have talked every day for 2 years getting this together. In the beginning, when nobody knew this was happening, we were in a quite awkward position of asking people to write essays. And so we would just have to write to writers that we admire and say, look, we think you don't have kids. Hopefully that isn't a really sensitive topic. Would you want to write something about it? And then if they didn't reply for a few days, we'd be freaking out that we had mortally offended them. But most people were... like, a few people said, no, it's a bit too painful, but nearly everyone was, like, really excited. And we were amazed once we opened up to wider submissions just how different everybody's story was. Like, we very rarely had a story that was similar to anyone else's. Like, we had a lot of IVF stories and a few bereavement stories and stories about choosing to be child-free, but they were all so different to each other. And we ended up with a great variety of not quite motherhood, not quite anything else. Like, you know, we had from egg donors, being an auntie, being a nanny, secondary infertility. So we were really amazed that just the diversity of stories that came in.
And there's an event happening at Auckland Writers Festival. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, so there's a few events actually for Auckland. We've got a launch tonight at Pocket Bar at 6 p.m. Everyone's welcome to come along. And at Auckland Writers Festival, we will be doing an event with us three editors and two of our contributors. One is Paula Morris, who writes about being an auntie, and the other is Steph Green, who's a romance novelist, and her essay is great. It's about the idea of the happy ending in romance novels and how it doesn't always have to be about children.
Mm.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Ellie?
No, just go grab the book, enjoy it, rate it on Goodreads. and I hope that heaps of people can see themselves in it, even if you've got kids.
That was author and editor Ellie Binge speaking to me about Otherhood, a collection of essays by contributors across Aotearoa about being childless, child-free, and child-adjacent.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.